Blog Talk Radio.
Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger. Diane has been given message from the fifth dimension and higher to bring greater peace and understanding to the lives of others. She lives and experiences these higher dimensions to help our world come into balance and to raise to a higher vibration of love. You can find more information on Diane on Facebook at www.facebook.com/dbachberger1 as she shares great wisdom with the world. Let's welcome your host of Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Bachberger.
Hello everyone, this is Diane and thank you for listening in on Fifth Dimensional Living. What propels a civilization into the next step? Join me over the next hour as I take you into the fifth dimension and beyond. Today is October the 3rd, 2013. It's 11 a.m. And today is going to be a very interesting day. I'm picking up some powerful energy. It's about shifting the mind. And it's really feeling the earth energy today and the root chakra energy. There's always shifts in energy. But right now I'm just, focusing a little bit on what I'm feeling in this moment, because fifth dimensional consciousness is all about the moment and not dwelling on the past and the future. Last week, on the 26th of September, I talked about many things. And one of the things I talked about is that this is a destructuring time and also a bridging time. And it's also, I don't know how to put this, We're going through a massive destructuring, which is part of some greater restructuring. But whenever there is restructuring, to some degree there's distortion, and there's a pull to go back to a pattern that was there before. And so you're kind of caught in the middle. You're going one way or the other. It's a vacillating, a distortion. So that's where polarity comes in. The original Big Bang theory, well, that is just a part of the bigger picture of something even more within the creative structure and this oneness. It's gone on and on and on and on and on. And, in eternal time, there really is no stop and start to time and space or anything like that. It all exists simultaneously. So I'm just really feeling that very strongly today. I woke up this morning and there was a feather on the paper that I put by the side of my bed. And, it's, to me, that's magic. It was telling me something. And I want to talk a little bit about what that is today. And, last week I was talking about magic and the magic that humanity has. So, if you're interested in manifesting and those sorts of things, October is here, but we're going back and forth. Like I'm feeling this back and forth energy. To September the 26th show. If you're interested, plug in September the 26th, my name Diane Bachberger, Fifth Dimensional Living, and then 11 a.m., and it will come up for you. Earth Angels Radio is the network that I do Fifth Dimensional Living from. So if you want to find out more about me and the various hosts and hostesses that we have on Earth Angels Radio, please go to www.earthangelsradio.com to find out that information. And while you're at it, I should also add that we're also streaming live on Impact Player Music Nation, so please go to www.ipmnation.com. They have many shows on that network besides all the radio shows that we have, and all the shows are archived. So you might want to go and check that out. Going back to Earth Angels Radio, when you Google it, you know, you can plug in Earth Angels Radio Network or www.earthangelsradio.com. Scroll down, and there's a section where you can donate, and we'd greatly appreciate that. I haven't been talking about that topic for a long time, and it's just a time right now where we're sharing and bringing in the bounty. And if you feel like you can share, then we'd greatly appreciate it. I was also, getting back on the topic about things that I was receiving this morning. You know, I was seeing the color blue very powerfully around me. And, you know, usually I see different colors and things, and I feel colors maybe sometimes in a different way than a lot of people do. Very color acute and very visually acute, but also, you know, because I've expanded my consciousness, I am omnisensory, which means that I see things beyond the senses that we have here in 3D. So I feel and see things from a different kind of perspective, but it's because I've opened myself up to it. So, you know, that's why I was seeing these colors. And we create things around us when we shift energy within ourselves. We shift energy on the outside of ourselves. So something was going on within me that I could see, and it had to do with blue energy. And I was thinking about it, and then it came to me, blue ray. And my energy is blue ray, and I'm one of the original ones, maybe one of the first original ones. And so it's all about the blue energy and changes within the blue energy and within that creative divine energy also. So we're just mirror reflections of that greater macro cosmic energy. So I was really feeling the blue energy and feeling the divine energy shifting, especially today. So I want to talk a little bit about rays, you know, the energetic rays and colors of the rays. And, you know, one of the things about the spiritual rays is that there are aspects of how we are energetically and what we do and what the material world is embodied from and is manifest from within us into this physical world. So, like I was saying, we're kind of caught in between these two vacillating creative energies right now. And, you know, there, when things change, sometimes they change very quickly, but also when we look into time and space, sometimes we can create things that seem like they've been going on forever. And when eternity to some people seems like forever, but eternity is actually just a little bit beyond the moment. So, you know, these, you know, the Big Bang Theory and the creation of life and changes, you know, the Big Bang was actually a change of energy from another energy, and we're still going through those changes of that energy, and it's ongoing, and it happens at one point. So, you know, when we talk about blue energy, this is the original blue energy, and It's the creative drive, the creative energy, the blue energy. And it's the desire for to be creative, to have self-expression, to experiment. And I'm seeing that this energy is, in 3D, is limited. But we're going beyond that. And especially today, there's pathways opening that are like little trickles of doorways, like they're opening up. I see them like keys on a piano. So they all connect and they all go together and they all, but at the same time, it's simultaneous, really, okay? So it's about self-expression. It's about flow with life and learning and not limiting oneself. You know, last week I was talking about possibilities. Well, when you push the boundaries, you go beyond what you've experienced here. You go into the willingness to flow with life, to open yourself up to that. And it's part of expanding your energy, expanding your consciousness. You know, the first ray gives rise to a sense that everything matters, that life is exciting, that everything happens for a reason. You know, it's also, this blue energy is also the key to your willingness to work for connecting, for the whole, for creation. So, you know, in 3D, there's a sense of being separated and doing things for oneself and the me. You know, they talk about the me generation. Well, the blue ray, in its truest sense, is that oneness, that connectiveness, and wanting to rise above oneself and connect with others and do things for the everything as a whole. So, you know, in 3D, people have a fear of the unknown. It's part of that polaric separation that I was talking about that is part of the process, actually. You know, a lot of people look at polaric sort of things, hate, love, fear, love, whatever. Those are really just a kind of restructuring and unstructuring and restructuring, but they're all happening kind of simultaneously so things don't collapse. It's all about the swirl and the moment and the point. They're all interchanged, okay? Even though in 3D they seem separate, they're all interchanged. So, in 3D, to understand what things really are, we have to understand in 3D what things aren't. And I think that's why, we chose to learn from this experience. You know, it may be in the over picture of being light beings and being eternal souls that this is the flash in the pan. But at the moment, it seems like it's, you know, a lot longer than it is. So this fear of the unknown, this sense of not being, holding back your creativity is just part of this, what is going on with this destructuring. So, you know, some people have lost the sense of the oneness and they don't see themselves as having the ability to be able to connect. And they're reaching for it, though, at the same time. So there's this vacillation energy again. And it's manifested in abuse of power and allowing the ego to take control, because when you live in fear, the ego is the thing that takes over. So there is confusion. And I see humanity as starting to understand this, and kind of, it's it's like pulling the reins on a horse to kind of slow things down and to look. And we've done that. We've looked at things. We've seen, you know, how this energy's been going. And it's like restarting up again, but starting softly and gently instead of going full throttle. So this fear of engaging activities where we can't predict or be guaranteed of results, this is the causing, has been the thing that has kind of been manifest here. So what we have to do is go beyond this. We can choose to see things beyond these boundaries that have been kind of in this momentary moment have been put around us. We've created this. So if we see that we are more and we're one, this energy that flows, things can come to us instantly and in the moment. That's the only moment that it matters what the outcome is. So it's just like living in total abandonment. And you know, that's really how we really are. It's just that we've created this kind of almost like a bubble around ourselves that has set limitations. And but at the same time, it's like a ping pong ball inside of this limitation. But it actually stifles creativity. You know, people go into an altered state to be more creative, or they get themselves in the zone. You know, you've heard of the zone. Writers and artists go into this kind of other zone. So we can have this energy all the time if we go beyond this bubble. So people with, you know, the first ray that kind of has this distortion, you know, they need to engage beyond the limitations. And, you know, you've heard of people playing power games with other people, and it's all about desiring to control the outcome of things. It's about this and controlling energy. So when we talk about blue creative energy and the indigo energy or the blue energy, this is really the creative original energy. So self-transcendence is just about flowing into that energy and going beyond the limitations that we've, you know, set for ourselves here. It's just because we feel this bouncing back energy, this division energy, and we kind of put ourselves and get caught in it. You know, there's this separation, and it's like we've divided ourselves. You know, there's the right and left side of the brain. There's the right and left side of the body. There's the masculine and the feminine. We've kind of read into this and took it to mean separation, but really it's a destructuring energy that we're really feeling. So I think once a lot of people start to realize that this is actually what it is, you know, we will totally flow into that energy, and there won't be the separation or the power games or the fear or, you know, the polarity. We can exist in both at the same time, like a pulse. And that, you know, that's what the heart energy is about. It's this pulse energy. You know, and the thing is that, you know, with this separation energy, it's also led to the sense of ownership over people. And, you know, people talk about twin flame energy, and, you know, they get obsessed with it. This obsessive energy is also part of the distortion. When destructuring happens, like I said, and we're restructuring, there is distortion. are we've allowed this distortion to happen. And it's also a distortion about having to. When we flow, things just flow towards us, and things that we need and things that are part of who we are flow towards us. It's not about ownership. It's not about game playing or anything like that. This is just the illusion that, you know, we've created here because of the distortion and the confusion of the restructuring. So, you know, it's given people a sense of powerlessness. And that's a distortion, too, because humanity is very powerful. And, you know, beings are very powerful. And it's not that things don't matter. It's that everything does matter. And by allowing these creative energy to flow, you know, we can come out of this distortion, okay? So it's all about right now coming out of this distortion. And but it's the distortion was part of what was happening. We just got lost in it, okay? So, you know, there's many different rays, but I just wanted to focus on that energy of the ray. And there, you know, there's many rays. Some people say there's 8 rays, some people say there's 7, some people say there's 12. You know, it's just different aspects of energy, and it's part of that restructuring energy too. But when we connect all the energy together, and we have an understanding of about the separation of the different corresponding rays of color, and we create that white light energy within us, it accumulates into the heart. We're heart beings. We're love beings. We exist in beautiful, undulating rainbow lights. So it's about integration right now. It's about getting that energy to flow, to having the oneness. And it means that you have gone beyond that sense of distortion. And all you have to do is put an intention out to go beyond that, and it will happen. It's pretty amazing. I just want to see if anybody has any questions right now. If you'd like to call in, the number 646-200-4169, and this is Fifth Dimensional Living, and my name's Diane. And press 1 if you would like to chat with me, okay? It looks like a few people are listening. And the number again is 646-200-4169. So it's just about looking at the bigger picture. And what I'm saying is that, you know, there has been a destructuring and a change. And it's been going on, probably if you look at it in a 3D way, for a long, many, many, many eons. And we're coming out of that distortion right now. We're going to the continuation of the restructuring. And I hear music in the background. I think my son's playing some music. We're visiting. Anyway, there's some stories that I would like to share too. But about this destructuring energy, and restructuring energy, and the feather energy that I was seeing earlier today, it's pretty amazing energy. And I want to read from Animal Speak, Ted Andrews, the magical and the spiritual magical powers of creatures, great and small. And this is on page 93 of Animal Speak. And it's about feathers and, you know, the mystery of feathers in flight and, you know, magic. Birds are magic. And I was talking last week of fairy magic and manifesting magic. You know, feathers have fascinated us. We hold them, we wave them in the air, we stroke our cheeks with them, and even make bedding from them. And given a child a feather, and the child will begin to play at being a bird in flight. We're all amazed by a bird's ability to fly with something so fragile and yet so powerful. Humans envy birds their ability to fly, and we know the ability is tied to feathers. Feathers are symbols of the accomplishment of rising from terrestrial world, of being free of gravity, of a mundane world. They are symbols of balance and of wind. They are commonly used to symbolize all creator gods and goddesses who breathe life into humanity. And, you know, this is, all creation is created by beings that have that creative energy, and we're all interconnected and all one. Many people see this as separation, but we're actually all one being. So, you know, a feather is a specialized scale. It has a shaft with hundreds of filaments held together, and it's very intricate. Its arrangement of barbs and scales, and a single feather can be made of more than a million parts. There are four kinds of feathers. There's flight feathers, there's wing feathers, there's contours down, and phyloplume. You know, and these feathers are all beautiful things that are magical. The flight feathers are, you know, pretty big. And, you know, I want to talk about, you know, the flight feathers. You know, there's so many different things I could say about a flight, but flight occurs because of two things. It is by reducing the air pressure about the wings that the bird is pulled up. By increasing the pressure below its wings is pushed upward. Pushing and pulling are part of the aerodynamics. And, you know, I was talking about this push-pull energy, this pulsating energy of this restructuring energy. And the magic of it is very much like that energy of the bird in flight. The movement is necessary. The bird must either move through the air with its flapping, or the air must move past the bird. And there's experiments they have here on page 94. The force of gravity and air pressure. Fill a tin can with water, then cover it with a piece of cardboard. Hold the cardboard tight against the top of the can, sealing the top, then turn it upside down. Let go of the cardboard. The water will stay up in the can, held by upward push air pressure beneath the can. The upward push of the air pressure is greater than the downward pull of gravity. And experiment number two, and it's air flowing over the top of the wing lifts the bird into the air. Hold a paper in front of your face and blow on it. This is air pressure. As you blow, the paper moves away because the air pressure is greater on the side of your your side of the paper than the other. It moves toward lower air pressure. A wing does the same thing. As the air flows along the top of the wing, the pressure is reduced on the top. If the lift is greater than the weight of the bird, it rises. Next, hold a sheet of paper by one end about 2 inches in front of your mouth. Allow the other end to lay limp on your hand. Blow gently on the top, and the loose end will start to move up. Blow harder, and the paper will rise. This is what helps the bird to rise. So feathers are necessary for flight, but every kind of flight requires a unique wing construction. And the bone structure of a bird's wing is similar to the structure of a human arm, except in the hand section. In the bird, there would be fingers. Where there would be fingers, it's fused and longer. This gives the bird's wings greater strength, but also reflects the idea that birds are an extended kin of humans. So, you know, they say that birds, especially ravens, hold the magic of humanity and hold that energy within, you know, the wings, and the magic within the wings of flight. It says 50 years ago, science could not understand how a bee could fly. And they said that its wings were too small for the size of the body. They now know that the bee moves its wings faster, giving it lift and flight. And I guess, you know, small birds do that too. But the penguin can't fly, but in the water it uses small wings as flippers. It actually appears to fly through the water just as other birds do through the air. The ostrich uses its wings as a rudder to help it steer while it runs at speeds up to 40 miles per hour. This would remind us constantly that regardless of appearance, we not only have the capacity of flying to new heights, but we need to do it in a manner that works best for us. So, you know, I was seeing this feather today. It was symbolic of humanity reaching out and going to new heights, to go beyond the boundaries that we've set up for ourselves here and to fly past that energy. You know, we can go beyond what we've experienced here because we've created this. And, you know, the divine energy is realizing that the confined energy that was created is reflected through the whole macrocosm of the cosmos. And when the divine energy is releasing and relinquishing and allowing that creative energy just to flow and not to hold it back, it also becomes manifest through the whole of creation. And it says here on 95, you should examine the wing structure of your bird totem to see what kind of flight it will help you with in your life. And long, you know, big, long, broad wings give maximum lift and great soar. So, you know, if you have visions or if you're seeing birds with big, long wings, like ravens or, you know, hawks or birds that have albatrosses even, that have big, you know, wingspans, you're going to lift higher and soar higher. And small swept-back wings give speed and ability to maneuver. You'll be able to speed through things and do things in a much more, you know, graceful way. Long, narrow wings reflect a lot of energy to flap. So, you know, a lot of energy is being released right now, and humanity is feeling it. And it's just because of this restructuring energy. And, you know, it's like a pulse between one type of energy and the other type. So short, broad, arch wings give greater power with ability for fast takeoffs. So for any bird, takeoff and landings are the two most dangerous moments in flight. So right now, humanity is ready to take off and to expand that energy. I wouldn't call it a dangerous time. I would call it a time that seems dangerous and seems really kind of undaunting or almost mystical. But it's really, you know, like a parent bird shows the bird how to fly. Well, the creative energy is opening up right now to show humanity how to release and fly. So this great time and expansion of energy and moving into new dimensions and seeing beyond what we have here and seeing possibilities. It's about learning to leave the body and re-enter your spirit and to, you know, integrate the mind, spirit, and the soul together and creating balance. So, you know, when you fly and you get to flying, you're balancing. You can see the birds kind of flowing back and forth. It's all about balance. So once we get past this turbulent time and get ourselves in flight, it's a very tranquil, beautiful, golden age that we're coming upon. So it's all great energy right now, but it just seems undaunting right now. So, you know, it goes on to say a condor, because of its size, either needs a strong updraft. So anything that's going to take a lot of energy will need a strong initiating energy. So all this energy that's congealing right now is gurgling up and kind of making almost like a volcanic kind of push, and to get it spiral and to get it started. So, you know, the magic of and the confirming message of the feather is really important right now. It has to do with ending stages and making transitions for everyone right now. So the bird in flight needs to be, it needs to have a start off, you know, and then a completion. So we haven't even gotten the start off phase yet. So we're doing that right now to get back to way things were. I wanted to talk too about the dove. I keep seeing so many doves. They're flying in front of windows. They're looking in at me. It's about this feminine blue energy. It's about the energy of who we really are. It's about the dawn and the dusk and the magic. It's always been there to remind us. And dream time, the subconscious energy, that feminine energy, has always been there to let us know. You know, like even though you're trying to boost up that energy and get yourself going again, it's around us, okay? So the dove, it's on 133 of Animal Speak by Ted Andrews. The feminine energy is of peace, maternity, and prophecy. You know, the dove has tremendous wealth of lore and legend surrounding it. And it has to do with feminine and mother symbols. And, you know, many ancient civilizations used the dove as symbolic for peace. And creative energy, you know, the creative of the dove with the egg and life. It was a symbol of sublimation, a time of peace, of rest. You know, we see ourselves as really being peace and loving beings, but we're also at peace. It means to be at rest. We're kind of at a rest period right now before we get doing the zippity-doo-dah stage. I know that's simplifying it a little bit, but to help people understand it. So it was a symbol of the feminine energy and of feminine gods. And you know, the Pueblo Indians honored it. The feathers were worn and used in prayer sticks. You know, I was talking about finding this feather. The dove is an invocation to water and to where water would be found also. The feminine energy and the water energy. So we see frequency being held in water. Water seems stagnant, but it flows all the time. It has more flow than the physical in 3D anyway. So the song of the dove speaks to all to hear. Its mournful tones bring out an emotion, the internal waters. You know, feathers float on water. A lot of things sink in water, but feathers do float. And I feel the emotion of the water and the feather and this feminine energy. And it's just sort of coming by and floating and saying, hey, this is who you really are. This is the time that the hatching time, the time where we open ourselves up and we go beyond, you know, this stagnation and what we've created and put around ourselves. When you think about it, you know, we're in a physical body, but we've put ourselves kind of in an egg, and we can go beyond that container. So the dove is just symbolic of that. And this mother energy and this, you know, divine feminine energy is what's really shifting right now. The dove's song has two characteristics. And, you know, the creative energy and the creation of physical came out of the sound, the primordial sound of the original creation, that blue energy. The voice of the dove is the rain song. Out of this morning invokes new waters of life. Its song should remind us, no matter what our life conditions, new waters and new life are still possible. And going beyond and seeing new possibilities, the possibilities that have always been there. And it's pretty interesting what has really been happening, you know. And going beyond that, we must, like I said before at the beginning, we must understand distortion, understand restructuring. And there always is distortion when something is restructuring. And, you know, creativity and manifesting are just kind of the flow that comes out of who we really are. You know, you heard people talking about manifesting and creating things. We've always been able to do that. There was a story I wanted to read. I just wanted to see if it was they're Indian stories that have to do with manifestation. Let me just see here. Algonquin legends. They heard that that this path was open. You know, we're talking about opening these pathways, taking us back to where we originally were. These native Aboriginal men many eons ago resolved to go on a journey. And, you know, there's always people that open up the pathway to these higher realms, right? And so the path was long and it was hard and they suffered. And it took them 7 years to take that path. But they were 3 months' journey from home and they heard the barking of dogs. And, you know, the day by day the noise grew louder. And after a great many trials, they found them and made them welcome. Before they went and asked what they wanted, the eldest, an honest, simple man with no standing at home because he was a bad hunter, said he wanted to be a master at catching and killing game. So the Lord of Man and Beast would grant a wish to anybody who would come to him. And those, you know, three Aboriginal people went to do that journey. So Goose Cap, G-L-O-O-S-K-A-P, the Lord of Men and Beasts, would grant wishes, okay? Even though humanity could create from themselves, they created this distortion. And, you know, they found him, and the eldest, an honest, simple man with no standing, like I said before, because he was a bad hunter, asked him if he could help him catch and kill game. And Goose Cap gave him a flute or a magic pipe, which pleases every ear and has ability to persuade animals to follow him. The second man, he said he wanted to have many women. So this god wasn't very happy to hear about it, but he gave him a bag, which was, he told him not to open it till he got home. And he laughed. The third man was handsome, but he wanted to make people laugh. And he asked to be able to make a beautiful, marvelous sound, like breaking wind or belching. And, you know, okay, then he granted that wish. You know, it had taken these three men so many years to get there. But it only took them 7 days to get home. So if we think that, you know, it's taken us so many years to get where we are right now, and in the long run that it's going to be a lot shorter to go back, that's amazing. But anyway, they got back really fast. And the hunter who trudged through the woods with the pipe in his pocket and the peace in his heart, happy to know that as long as he lived, he would have venison in his larder. He was happy with the gift that he had. But the man who loved women, who had never even won a wife, was anxious to know whether Goose Cap's magic would work. He had gone very far into the woods before he opened the bag, and there flew up by hundreds white doves swarming around him. And he was like, wow, you know, this is that magic energy. And beautiful girls with black eyes and flowing hair came out of it, out of the doves. Wild with passion, they flew their arms around him and kissed him as he responded to their embraces, but they crowded thicker and thicker and more passionate. He asked them to give him air, but they would not. He tried to escape, and he could not. So, you know, they basically smothered him. And the third man, he flashed in his mind that this being had given him a present, and he thought about the warning as he drew out the root and ate it. Because, you know, once you eat it, you can't go back. Scarcely had he done that than he had realized the power of uttering the weird and mystical sound to perfection. It rang over the hills and woke the distant echoes until it was answered by a solemn owl, and the young man felt it was indeed wonderful, so he walked on. And by and by, he began to feel weary of his performance. Seeing a deer, he drew an arrow, stole closer, and just as he was about to shoot, then in spite of himself, the wild, unearthly sound broke forth like a demon's warble. The deer bound away, and the young man was cursed. By the time he reached the old town, half dead with hunger, he was not much to laugh over, though at first the Indians did chuckle, which cheered him up a bit. But as days went on, he wearied of the joke, and they began to avoid him. And so he was alone. You know, I've been seeing, I know this sounds very different, but I was seeing, you know, this blue energy as being different from other energy at one time, and then, you know, it being separate from other energy, and then it creating the sound, and then that created physical form and stuff. But because it made the sound, it actually created separation. So the divine energy, even though it's flowing energy and oneness energy, it created separation. It actually separated itself from everything else because it felt like it was different, okay? But there's nothing wrong with being different. It's okay to look and see changes and to see that change within yourself. You know, when the divine energy sees that it can do that, it's manifested within us all. It's okay to be who we really are. It's okay to let that energy flow. You know, the one person that had the gift of, you know, wanting to be who he really was, you know, he didn't see himself as being a master, and he, because he thought he wasn't a master, he wasn't a master. If we see ourselves as being masters and being able to be that creative energy, we will be able to do it and create from that magic. And, you know, if we see ourselves as flowing, we can go beyond what we have here. You know, the one person that opened up the bag and had the love of many women. You know, that's just an example of creating things to entertain, to be separate. You know, the energy, separation energy. And I see that as something that he created, and it was actually, took us away from actually having what we want, okay? And so this is a story, you can take it in many different ways. It comes from a site called www.indianlegend.com/Algonquin/Algonquin/002.htm. So basically what I'm saying, that a lot of what has been created here, we can go beyond it. And I think that we're starting to see that we have created it, and we can go beyond it, and we can go beyond time and space because we've created that too. It's just about you know, realizing that we've kind of put ourselves in a jar or created walls around ourselves, and it's about going beyond these walls. You know, 75,000 years ago, there was a volcano that blew its top, a supervolcano, and it created, darkness and ice age and things like that. It's not about just bursting and creating sores here and there, because it puts us more into darkness. It's about just releasing the whole cover. And it's just seeing beyond that. You know, you see people with obsessive behavior, and they think they own things, and they want to own things. And there's a show on television right now. I didn't really watch it the other day, but it's about betrayal and obsession. So when we create things that confine us, we're really creating things that betray ourselves. So that feather in my house, I see it as symbolic of freedom, of flight, of going beyond, what we have here. Heading to the destructuring of the destructuring. That's what we're doing right now. The Big Bang is just part of an even bigger picture. I'm putting out an intention to have direct access to my access of why and knowing. And if we all do that, we will really shift. And it's about wanting that experience. And, it's going on that inner journey and looking at what we have within ourselves, but it's also freeing that part of ourselves to not have constrictions on ourselves. And, 3D is just that type of consciousness. Fifth dimensional consciousness and other consciousness is energy, but it just has less restriction. It's all about ancient memory pulses. It's really deep within the cellular part of ourselves, and the etheric body is even something that we've created around us too. These layers around us and these levels and different dimensions and different things. Excuse me. So I put an intention last week that humanity be able to manifest the way they want to manifest. It's all about feeling. It's all about being in that flow. It's all about seeing possibilities. It's all about seeing gateways. Not just every once in a while having this big burst of energy and then going back to the bottom of the pit again, and that's basically what we've been doing. It's about trying to get out of the hole and just falling back in again, because we don't really have to do that with ourselves. It's about shifting our minds. And last week I also talked about, actually, not last week, September the 19th, I talked about self-forgiveness and self-acceptance. And that's part of it. That's how we get beyond this. I was talking to Ion this September the 19th about the soul realm and dream time and the subconscious, the feminine energy, and, how we went into separation. We can, go beyond that. That's where telepathy and, seeing not from the third eye, but something beyond the third eye. And, there's a part of us that, when we go beyond this 3D realm, we can see possibilities. And that energy comes from, it flows, because we're in a physical form, from just above the bridge of the nose, just above the chakra there. There's this thing that allows knowing to flow. And, You know, it's about the transforming. It's about the metamorphosis. You know, I could use an example. This place where I'm from, Barrie, Ontario, it had all these different branches of buses flowing, and they were all doing jobs. They seemed to be independent of each other, but they actually weren't. And I've heard so many people on the bus route talking about, you know, where they've taken and consolidated different routes and try to put them together, but they were missing something, okay? So when we consolidate things and we put the energy together, like I was talking about, you know, the different energy, like blue energy or first ray energy, and different colors of energy, we have to look at all aspects of themselves. When they put these bus routes together, they didn't look at the total picture. This company from Burlington, Ontario, just kind of shoved them all together without really thinking about all the different ramifications from different areas. And, you know, people are missing buses. There's one bus that goes one way on one side of the street and buses that go another way on the other side of the street. And I was hearing all this, especially, you know, about a week ago, and I was thinking to myself, this has consequences to the greater picture here. Sometimes it's better not to mess with things, and it's better to let them flow the way they were going to flow. So what we're experiencing right now is something that is just happening, okay? It's the propulsion of the gurgling energy is going to push us up. But we can't forget, you know, the different aspects of the different energies that are being pulled together. So, you know, this bridging of these buses and just kind of shoving things together, it's more involved than that. It takes more time. And I guess that's what, you know, paradigms are. You know, they're ideas that we've had for so long that have been different and, you know, but stagnant. And I know the energy wants to push itself forward, but it can be pushed forward in a way that's going to collapse things. And I just see this, you know, this bus energy as something like that. You know, with this energy and all these different aspects that have separated, or we've created that separation, with that energy, there's many different layers and stuff, and that's caused things to be forgotten. And, you know, parallel universe, different planes of existence are just, you know, films and divisions that really don't exist. They're all part of one oneness. And, you know, the new galactic knowledge base is reforming. And, you know, the electricity is repeating itself. It's like there's some type of change going on within the electricity. You know, last week I was talking about frequency of a little bit about water and gold and emotion and blood and reality and emotion. Emotion's just, you know, emotion is electricity. It's just part of who we are. It's the substance of this electrical light energy that we have. And this reality of control is an illusion. And the separation of emotion is just separation. So, you know, I was talking last week about loss of memory and how humanity created things to help remember them. Well, within our galactic memory or cosmic memory, there's triggers that are going to click in when we open ourselves up, okay? And this knowing and this connection to the divine energy is part of it. The divine energy is shifting. You know, I was talking last week about how the Venus and Mars weekend, the energy could combine to take us into an awakening, a mass collective awakening, this divine energy. And it's part of that energy that's coming together and going back to what it was, or becoming something more than it was, actually. September 26th to October the 8th, there's a Sun-Uranus-Pluto T-square. So this is a time of enormous energy, like I was saying last week, and a potential to shift things, to get the task done that we would not have tackled before, beyond boundaries of what we ourselves think we are capable of, the magic opens up to us. So I was talking a bit about that last week, the magic that I was talking about and can happen very quickly. But, you know, it may seem like it's not that quick. And it's going beyond paradigms, limitations, and that energy, the internal energy that we possess, the divine energy, is releasing. And, you know, we are changing. Whether we see it or not, we are changing. The cosmic change energy is strong as the divine energy is pushing to shift. The divine energy wants to free the energy that binds us all, the restraints that hold. You know, the intention is to create more flow and release. Mind can release the paradigm, and then the changes happen. Changes are happening rapidly through humanity, though they may not see it. Some of them see energy, others, you know, some of us see energy and we see things from another way. It's just because we've allowed those pathways to open. We see colors that others don't see, maybe a little more perception. And we're also, you know, those Aboriginal men that I was talking about, they were, in that story, they were creating pathways. And some of them were pathways that opened up, and other ones were pathways that aren't the right path, okay? So fifth dimensional consciousness is just an expansion of a pathway. You know, a few months ago, we went back to look what didn't work. Now we're breaking down gateways and paradigms, linking mind, spirit, and body, and linking the mind, heart, and the intuition to see the deepest truth and what has meaning. And how have you shifted, and what have you learned? Have you learned to forgive yourself? It's part of the process. And have you put an intention out to open those pathways? Are you living those changes authentically that you're experiencing? You know, take in conscious thoughts. When we hold subconscious, we hold things in our subconscious, we're really holding back. And we can put the intention out to not hold that energy. We can put it into our conscious thought. We can be there in that moment to open up to consciousness without holding back. So when you live in the moment and you open yourself up to flow and to things flowing towards you, you open yourself up to knowledge that will come to you instantly. You know, people in 3D tend to put things on the subconscious, and it's just the type of consciousness it is, but it is in that realm of that energy where it's been restructuring. It's not where we normally are. You know, when you hold that thought patterns in your subconscious, you know, dream time is what we created to be able to have access to it, to have access to that part of ourselves that we separated from ourselves, and that feminine part. You know, there's parts that people have compartmentalized, and it's about breaking down those things right now. It's a time to see yourself beyond just thoughts. It's a time to see yourself beyond just being a physical being. We may manifest these gateways and by putting intentions, and we are doing that. We are getting messages from our subconscious. We are getting messages from that divine energy. We are feeling that pulse. We are opening ourselves up. And the tests that are going to push the boundaries, we're going to see that we're creating them to help us on our pathway. They're like those triggers. These tests are the triggers. Shifts are manifest and made visible through the same nerves that the sense of smell. So, like I was saying earlier, you know, that part of the bridge of the nose or the tip of the nose, that kind of energy right in through there, that manages the sense of smell. It doesn't have that crisscross energy. It has a direct energy. It's never been lost. It's never been divided, like in polarity, like vision and other senses. It's the gateway, and it's an energetic center. It connects the brain, the mind, the heart, the nerves, every aspect, you know, of our physical being to the soul realm, to the higher realms that people call them, all aspects. And it unlocks the parts of the brain that's been held captive. You know, like I was saying, the sense of smell is not crisscrossed like vision. It's not reversed. It's just pure in the purest sense. And, you know, when we open ourselves up to this and to the knowing, the omnisensory, it goes beyond the senses of 3D. And it's not really a test, it's an opening. Do you really want to take it? We open these gates, we open ourselves up to change. Challenge is to follow the gate, to allow the energy to unfold. Knowing unfolds divine sight, and the divine sight is unlocked and lived. So it's not about just existing. It's about living with that energy, that connection with the divine energy. It's not just a physical thing. It's a flow of energy. And opening ourselves up to this truth, it is to continue on that path of magic and link up within the rest of humanity as a collective consciousness. So, you know, there's a lot of information that I talked about today, and I always get information in the moment that allows us to, or allows me to see what people need out there. And there was somebody that really needed this information today. It may not make sense to everyone, but there are aspects of each of it that have made sense to each one of you that are listening. You know, September 26th to October the 8th is the Sun Uranus Pluto T square, and this is the potential to shift things, to get past that energy. You know, humanity has decided to take that path that where we kind of allow things to flow together, and we've manifested, you know, things and created things around us to have reminders. It's like giving yourself little clues. You know, when you go on a treasure hunt, and sometimes you're being given those little clues. So we just need to pick up those little clues. You know, the angelic beings and the numbers and the animals are part of that process. And I really want to thank everyone that listens to the show. And it's just been really interesting, you know, this path that I've gone on and for other people that are listening right now. I was just looking at something that I had on Facebook here. And I keep flipping back and forth here. There's that energy again. Okay, it's time to stop repeating patterns and recreate some beauty in your life. You can start the next chapter in your life if you keep, you know, keep yourself open to it. And it's, it's, you know, this next chapter in your life, if you keep reading the last chapter in your life, you know, there's energy patterns, and it's okay just to leave them. You know, when the bird flies away, it doesn't look back, right? So it's important that we give ourselves permission to be able to do that. We don't hold ourselves in confining, in any kind of confining way. I didn't go back to the chat for a while. I just want to see if anybody had any questions. This show is about immense, enormous energy that's here right now. And we can do it very quickly, or we can just allow that energy to propel itself. You know, and it's totally up to each one of us. There's you know, places on the earth that radiate heat, and there's places on the earth that are cold. There's, you know, polaric conditions right now. But if we shift that reality, we're really going to, things will even themselves out. You know, the original reality of Earth was a lot different than the ways we're experiencing right now. I've had memories of it, you know, being someone that was created a long, long time ago. You know, and it was all light and beauty and kind of flow into everything, and white light, and we can recreate that again. It's just about going beyond this. You know, this weekend I was seeing a lot of couples, older couples sometimes too, and on the beach, and the energy flowing together, the masculine, feminine energy, older couples holding hands and being so in tune with each other. And, you know, I was seeing that the way we see love is also changing. You know, in the abundant flow of life, there's no ending or no beginning. So there is no ending and beginning to love and life. You know, humanity has the ability to take near disastrous things and make lemonade out of them. I've seen it happen many times. The parallel timeline shifts suddenly into the most positive timeline because of people like you and me. I'm very focused about thinking about the very best possible shifting of whatever is there. You know, we still have polarity here, and we can change things, okay? Things seem to be happening very quickly. You may not notice things shifting, but I am perceptive, and I see things shifting. Humanity is being the task, is being given the task to realize the consequences of their behavior right now. Let's put an intention out that humanity start to see what has been created and what must be shifted, and what's going to propel us to be able to do that. You know, we have, just trying to find something here. There's so much stuff that I wanted to share. I know I'm moving slow today because I'm trying to slow things down a little bit. It's all about potential. It's all about our potential. It's the seeing. And, you know, there's something changed about the way we feel love. It's more all-compassing, and it's more direct from the divine consciousness. The divine consciousness is feeling it. You know, somebody on my Facebook page said here that a lot of people have gone into unified field of fifth dimension salvation, but a lot of us struggle with 4D, and that's where that energy is bouncing around. So unfolding in the energy is really important, and to allow that light to absorb within you, and to know that you can go beyond that. You know, listening to music is a good way of reconnecting. And put your intentions out to be receiving, to have that energy shifted within you. We can challenge things beyond this existing reality. We can push boundaries that bind us here. The bubble of the division bursts into higher consciousness when we allow it to, when we choose not to be abound with the jadedness of what seems fated here or seems constricting here. You know, a paradigm shift is the actual change of core energetic foundation of thought pattern within a civilization. And, you know, I was talking about paradigm shifts last week. One of the consequences is a change from one way of thinking to another and seeing things from another perspective. With all consciousness, there is change in the way you think. You know, this change can be brought forth in revolution and revolutionary thought and can be manifest in the transformation of behavior patterns within a group of people. A metamorphosis can happen within the embodiment of an individual and in turn the whole of a collective consciousness. Once it begins, it becomes all-encompassing and the energy of the momentum fuels it. The energetic changes are manifest in thought pattern, which is a reflection of the greater shift in cosmic energies. So, you know, what I basically said today is, you know, we have this magical energy and we're limiting ourselves, we're confining ourselves. And somehow, you know, the original energy had that happen. And now it's unfolding. It was going through like a rest period. So it's important that we not do that anymore and we allow ourselves to be who we are. You know, fifth dimensional living is all about going on that inner journey and seeing beyond what we have in 3D and what the limits we've set on ourselves. If each one of us can go beyond the limitations, as a collective, we will propel ourselves and be that feather. We won't have to have the feather there to remind us. We will be, you know, the one that's soaring and flying. So I will join you back here next week, Thursday, 11 a.m. for Fifth Dimensional Living. And look for the messages around you that are telling you that it's okay for you to go. It's okay for you to fly. It's okay for you to soar, to be who you really are, okay? Much love, and I will see you back here next week. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger, bringing awareness to our world of greater love. For more information on Diane, please visit www.facebook.com/dbachberger1. May your hearts and minds always be open to experiencing a greater world.